Well, what we don't know is we don't even know to what extent this administration is relying on that 2001 AUMF, or are they relying on self-defense, or some combination, or nothing at all, right? The legal opinion that was drafted by the Justice Department now a couple years ago has been so tightly held that even Senator Wyden, the number three ranking member of the Senate Intelligence Committee, which is supposed to have oversight, is not allowed to see the opinion. So this means that, and then the courts themselves are not applying due process. They've declined to take the cases, the challenges to the program. So it means that this is a completely, the checks and balances that should be applying don't apply here. We don't have the courts having oversight, and we basically have the committees that are supposed to have oversight over this program being denied the basic information on what the law is.
And let me just ask you briefly here, because the other question that always comes up is what happens as other countries get this technology and use it against our allies or potentially against us and try to make the same legal case?